Hi everyone, Clara here. Well, at Finlandia Trophy, I was also lucky enough to sit down with 2018 Olympic team gold medalist and 2017 world bronze medalist Gabby Dalman. She had just come off the ice after her free skate, which was pretty damn impressive given she told us she'd only been back on the ice for 11 days. We had a short chat about her programs this time around, working with Laurie Nicol, and she waited very patiently while trading Toronto sports chat that flew completely over my head with Skate Canada's Mike Lipchuk as my microphone died and I finished recording the interview on my phone, so I do apologise if the audio gets a bit ropey. First, wanted to ask, so your two programs, you've got Céline Dion, which is highly Canadian, I commend you. Was that chosen with worlds in mind, or what influenced the choice?
It was chosen a bit with worlds in mind. We were kind of going back and forth between different Céline Dion songs, but unfortunately in May, my dad's mom, who has always been to my competition since I started skating, passed away suddenly. And so this was one of the songs I knew how to play on piano and I can sing, and it was her favorite. So I messaged Laurie and I was like, this is the song we're going with, we're gonna do it. It was very emotional to create the program, but it's by far my favorite long I've ever done. And I said to my team leader this morning, I was like, it's 10:30, I've done my long and I'm already crying, okay. That's gonna be great.
But that's such a lovely way to pay tribute to her. Was the choreography informed by that as well, or?
Yeah, a lot of it was informed by it. That's why we have like some stuff for like, we purposely like, will reach to the ceiling, and when it's in the footwork and it says you hold me like this, we rap, because a lot of the stuff was attributed to her. So.
And so you choreographed this with Laurie again. You've been, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been working with Laurie basically exclusively since you came into seniors, is that right?
I actually worked with her a bit when she actually did my junior program the year before, 2013. So I've worked with her since I was about 12, just turning 13.
Wow.
So
you must know each other so well.
Yeah.
So what's it like creating choreography with someone who sort of knows you inside out?
It's absolutely amazing. We have a blast always choreographing, and I remember choreographing these programs, and especially for the short, Caitlin Weaver actually helped us with the short. And we were planning on just setting like the short and just like listening to the music and getting in. And we ended up texting Lee and we're like, so we got a minute and a half done of the short. And Lee's like, that was fast. We're like, yep. So it's a work in progress, but normally for the first day, we play around with the music and just skate on the ice. And then we'll pick like, where this will go, where that will go. Sometimes we don't even start at the beginning, we'll start at the end, start in the middle, it's just however we feel.
Cool. What did you do with Caitlin for the short? What bits did she add in?
So she started working under Laurie, so a lot of the part where there's a lot of dance movements in the footwork that people can tell, and it was kind of cool to see what she can do. And then dancers don't really have toe picks, so the toe steps she tried doing, and it was kind of interesting. So there's a lot of movements here and there that she did, and a lot of the intricacy. Is that the word?
Yeah.
And she also helped me like really get into both programs and get into the feeling. And she's been one of my idols besides Shmoonish Set since I started skiing. So to have her help choreograph this, and especially the year of Worlds in my home country, is more than I can ask for. She's a great person.
Amazing. How did it feel to have, I guess, the injection of like a new perspective on your choreo? Because if you've been working with Laurie for so long, is that something that you'd do again, sort of work with Laurie and another person?
I would definitely do it again if it was Caitlin again.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was a lot of fun. She's a very close friend of mine and has always been there. She treats me like I'm her little sister, and it's so great having someone who I've been to 2 Olympics, 5 or 6 Worlds, I don't know how many. I think it's 6 actually. And it's just great having someone who has seen me grow up like Lori and from an outside perspective.
Okay, so yeah, next lot of questions I wanted to ask you were, you've moved to the Granite Club with Lee in the off season. Has that felt like a big adjustment? I guess the coach is the same, right? So mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're at home there now already, or has the change in location made a bigger impact than you thought?
I mean, it wasn't really, it's not that far. It's like 5-10 minutes. It's actually a little closer to home, 5-10 minutes. But no, when I got there, they were very welcoming, very supportive, and it was really great being in an environment where so many people recognized me, but also where there's other athletes from different sports.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've been saying, Lee, like Mike Slipchuk, is my ride or die. I would not be anywhere without either of them. And no matter where Lee goes, I go. And it, since I moved, it just felt like home. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I train, as long as I have my support system,
sure.
Lee, I'm good anywhere.
That's great. On the short, a bit more about that. And your costumes are my last two things that I wanted to know a bit more about.
Actually, these aren't my costumes for this season. The one I wore today was for my Whitney Houston program I did at Stars and Ice, the mm-hmm. year of the Olympics. And I actually got a lot of compliments on the short saying everyone loves how I'm back at the cat suit because I did it when 2013, the year I did Junior Worlds before Olympics. And I was actually laughing with Lee. I was like, yeah, that was just a practice bodysuit we had custom made for a few years ago. And I was like, okay, sweet. But no, my costumes are actually hot pink and a deep purple for the long.
Ooh.
So yeah.
So we'll be seeing those next week or?
In 2 weeks in Kelowna. Yeah.
Yes.
So the short's actually a two-piece that Caitlin and I kind of put our thoughts together. And the long, it's not exactly Carmen, it's the shape that it was today, but it goes to ombre from deep to light purple. So
lovely. Love a good ombre.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the pairing with the eyeshadow. Cool.
I was on FaceTime with my brother and he's like, why are you doing makeup so early? I'm like, the more I do now, when I'm finished practice, I'm just gonna like touch up a bit. And when I was done practice, I just did my hair. I was like, this is gonna take me a while.
These are these things we have to consider. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your choice of music for the short?
The choice for the short, actually, that was Lori. We were actually thinking of Chicago Cell Block Tango.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a playlist of songs that she always listens to throughout the years and then puts them in the playlist. And it was actually funny, the year we did the Herodiad program in 2017 when mm-hmm. Worlds was in Finland, and the year we did Carmen, my short's Mr. Jasmine, and it was literally right in between those two songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're like, of course, like, it's been here the entire time. So, but no, it's a lot of fun to do that program. And when I created them, I told my team leader, I was like, we kind of stepped outside the box a little. And he's like, this is stepping outside the box, but, like, you've taken it, like, to the next level. And each year, one thing I'm very proud of is I've always getting told I'm taking it to the next level, to the next level. Mm-hmm. And the technical wasn't my main focus this week. It was to get through the programs, and the way the components turned out, we're very happy with, like, to start the season like that. And it can only go up.
Cool. So over the next few weeks then, you're going to be focusing just on getting back in the swing of being on the ice, etc.
A lot of reviews. We made it through our first one, so we got more to go.
Cool.
But our main focus is to get out there, and then from January to March.
Gotcha. So that's four continents and worlds mainly.
Nationals, four continents and worlds.
Yep.
And nationals is big for me this year because I'm from Toronto and not gonna really know, but like 10 minutes outside is Mississauga, and that's where nationals is, and that's actually where I won my came second at my first senior nationals.
Okay.
So it's a home crowd. Home crowd.
Yeah,
it's not
proper,
just a
home
crowd. It's a home crowd. So I got about 60 8 friends and family coming to that one. Yeah. My mom kind of told me the tickets. I was like, how many?
You can have your own cheering section.
I know that many people. So.
Amazing. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there then.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone keep your eyes peeled for Gabby's new costumes
to
be revealed imminently. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.